Three horsemen, two in studio, one via satellite. WrestleMania week. T.O., say hi.
Hi.
E, say hi from the road.
Hello, everyone. Hello.
E is literally on the road to WrestleMania.
I'm on my way to Titan Towers. I gotta do some promos.
On the road again.
Well, it's about time. Maybe you'll fucking show them how to do it.
Yeah.
Never can't wait. Yeah, to see? On the road again. Yeah.
We are here. It is WrestleMania week. I feel like I'm on the road now, E. I can hear you driving.
Yeah, I think I got a window cracked or something. Let me see if I can figure that out.
There we go. Tell the audience that are on the edge of their seats for WrestleMania, tell them where you are headed.
I am headed to beautiful Atlantic City, New Jersey for the UGC Gears of War tournament.
Looks to
be a good time.
I thought maybe you were just 30 years too late. You got those WrestleMania tickets and thought you had two tickets to two separate shows. Those happened
cool.
In like 88 and 89.
Not too bad time travel's not real.
Well, we tried, didn't we?
That we know of.
I'm getting more out of you than I'm guessing I'm going to get out of T.O. today.
No, I'm ready. I'm ready
Wake
to go.
Up,
I'm so fucking stoked for this WrestleMania. It's not even funny. I was just saving all of it because I'm fucking jacked.
Boom.
For WrestleMania.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good Lord, energy.
And he's in studio.
That's not real enthusiasm either. It's fake as fuck.
Let me ask you, Big Easy. How excited are you for WrestleMania?
Perfectly honest, not really excited at all.
Not that excited. T.O., how excited are you for WrestleMania?
You know what? I think it has the if they do some things a certain way, it could be really good. But they won't because they're just fucking stupid. And they'll fuck the whole thing up and it'll just be a disaster.
Well,
now that I'd like to see.
I think I am more excited about the Hall of Fame, which is Friday night. I am excited to
at
see.
At least you get to see people you want to see.
Yeah.
I'm actually rooting for a bomb to go off at the Final Four, wherever that is this year.
Holy cow.
Yep.
Wow.
That would be great. But anyway, not to interrupt, but I am excited for the Hall of Fame. That's usually on Saturday night, but they have NXT on Saturday night now. NXT is actually coming to St. Louis, I saw.
That is true.
We should probably try to go over there with our ragtag group and try to get some interviews.
It's a late April
jaunt
they are making.
But it's
north.
A nice little small venue. It might be a cool thing for us three to go do.
Have you ever been to Family Arena?
Nope, but I think we lost E.
Easy, have we still got you?
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay.
Did you mute us?
Yes, I did.
If anything, we will mute you.
Motherfucker.
I'll do the mute around here.
All right, fair.
I'm the only mutant here. Take that.
Well, while we've got a Hall of Fame on the brain, let's run down. And they announced what do they call them? The
inductees?
No, it's almost like a legacy wing.
Yeah,
call it. Yep. Legacy and. Just so everyone knows the names, Toots Mont, Luther Lindsay, Rikido Zan, Farmer Burns, who I actually don't know, Haystacks Calhoun, Dr. Jerry Graham, Vince McMahon's favorite wrestler, June Byers, and Betty Grable.
I had literally never heard of one of them.
Really? You've never heard of Haystacks Calhoun?
That does not ring a bell.
Wow.
T.O., have you heard of any of them?
Yeah, Brian talks about Haystack Calhoun because it was like his great uncle or some bullshit.
Producer Brian, not in the studio. But our inductees this year, Kurt Angle. Have you heard of him?
Nah, big former Olympic gold medalist, 1996.
Won him with a broken freaking neck. The Rock and Roll Express, Diamond Dallas Page, Beth Phoenix, Rick Rude, and Teddy Long.
It's a great class, really.
Good class.
I like that class. I'm going to be watching.
I was listening. They're worried about them actually running out of people to induct because they're making the classes so big right now. That is a concern that they're doing too many too much.
Before long, they're either going to be too dead to induct or already in there.
I think what it's going to get to, that is a great point, T.O. I think it's going to get down to where they start doing by character.
So they'll do Scott Hall and Razor Ramon type of thing?
That's what I think they'll do. Well, plus you've got Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, and you can induct the NWO.
Yeah,
and
true.
You can induct, you know, you can induct DX, and you can induct, what were their names? Road Dogg and the New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, New Age Outlaws, yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, I don't know.
If you want to get some mileage.
There's plenty of people to put in.
There's still a lot of people that aren't in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. A ton. So I'm not worried about it.
No. Who is your favorite out of that class, T.O.?
Oh, I mean, speech-wise, I can't wait for Cornette.
I know.
Yeah, do a rock and roll. Yeah, that's what I got to go with, too.
I think that's going to be... I mean, he'll be the most prepared. He'll have the most stats. He'll... I mean, the guy's just a genius, and he's been gone for so long. So I think, you know, you add that element to it. I just think he's the guy.
Do you have a favorite out of there, E?
Yeah, I got to agree with T.O. on this one. I can't wait to see what Cornette says.
I am actually, well, obviously him, but I am looking forward to the Rick Rude induction because I think he will get a ton of praise. Well-deserved.
Great
my
work.
Eyes. I mean, who else came out and shook their ass and just pissed everyone off?
With who's baby in, oil?
Who's inducting him?
I think Ricky Steamboat.
Yeah, I don't like really? That. That guy's about as charismatic as the fucking shit I took this morning.
Mr. Charisma.
Is Bobby Heenan in any shape to do any inductions anymore?
No.
Maybe walk to the ring.
Walk to the ring? Have you seen how long the ramp is for WrestleMania?
I'm imagining it.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to put the stage over it, from at least from the pictures I've seen. E, if you get a chance, and Google that up when you get a chance, because the look of it looks like they started at, like, the top of the building all the way down to the ring.
They start on, like, the concourse level, it looks like.
They said they're going to start the show at 2 o'clock just so they can get the Undertaker down there.
Yeah. Well, you know he won't go on until he won't go on until it's dark.
Oh, I know.
So, excuse me.
Can't wait to see that match.
Something you talked about the other night. Apparently, he cut a promo in a graveyard, and his voice was more human. So you're kind of talking about the death of the character.
That's what's
the foreshadowing.
I'm telling you. And nobody's talking about that.
Well, I mean. There's another podcast that talked about it. That's how I did it, because I didn't watch the show, but they were talking about it also.
What podcast was that?
I don't even remember.
Don't promote.
Yeah.
Hey,
Pritchard's.
Not,
I've been listening to Pritchard's podcast. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I know. It's great.
I'm listening to the Pillman segment right now. Like, they go 3 hours on almost every subject and break it down timeline style.
Look at how long he was there.
1 million downloads in 4 fucking days.
Jesus.
Everybody knows
his
name.
That guy doesn't have to work for WWE anymore.
He quit. Is he working for TNA now, or what's he doing?
He's going back and forth.
He's doing a live podcast in St. Louis the day of the pay-per-view, the one that's in St. Louis coming up.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I'd like to go to it.
Yeah. The thing is, man, they say he's a real dick.
Looks get him like to sign it. Your microphone.
Say it again?
Say, get him to sign your microphone.
Yeah. I just say, hey, how big's Batista's dick?
he's here every week, folks.
I've fallen on some hard times, but I just want to know, how big is Batista's dick? That's a thing on YouTube. You'd have to see it, E.
Well, now I'm going to have to.
Batista's dick or the video?
Well, both. I don't know. I haven't seen that.
So now from the gay-friendly part of the show, we're going to move on to wrestling.
Let's go. Are we ready to break this thing down?
Let's break it apart.
Let's look at the pre-show first, I guess. Oh, boy. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I'm guessing that will finish the pre-show. It might start it. I don't know. Depends on how quickly they get him into the building. Some guys I've seen, Big Show, Braun Strowman, Sami Zayn, but I'm pretty sure that they've got... like Gold Dust and R-Truth and those guys.
Zero chance that Strowman doesn't win that. And I actually think Strowman might eliminate everybody in the match. They have to do something to get him over big. And I actually think he might get involved in the Lesnar Lesnar-Goldberg match at the end.
For reals?
Yep.
I had not given that any thought.
I think he's the guy.
E, have you seen the Strowman cat?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty well up to date on all these guys, though.
He's a big boy.
Big dude, big beard.
Can fucking move. They don't need to put him in a onesie. They should let him wrestle with his fucking shirt off. Dude's just built. I'd fuck him. So
that escalated quickly.
Yeah.
No, but I think T.O.'s on the right track there. It's pretty much Strowman and a bunch of other guys in there with him. He'll eliminate Big Show to
If they give it to that old fuck Big Show, I might turn it off. And
he's already won it.
I'm just making my point even more. If he wins, I'll turn it off.
I'd actually be surprised to see him in it. I'm kind of surprised. But that's the first. I guess they've got three. Neville versus Austin Aries for the Cruiserweight Championship.
Aries will go over.
Yeah. Hopefully the Blues game will still be on so I can watch that.
I bet that's an entertaining match. Sure. That'll be one of the top three matches worker-wise of the night.
Think so?
Yep. High spot after high spot. If you like that, that'll be your match.
E, do you enjoy...
Is that your thing, man?
Do you enjoy the high spots, Big Easy?
Yeah, they're okay. I'm more of a technical wrestling kind of guy. We throw in some high spots on that, and it's okay. A
little chain wrestling?
Yep.
You'd have said yep to pretty much anything I said there, wouldn't you?
Yep.
who you guys got winning that one? Neville or Aries?
I'm going to go with T.O. They're going to put him over.
Aries, yeah? Okay, yep. I'm going with Aries, too. Alexa Bliss versus all available women. Not sure what that means.
Are you going to give it to all of the women? Like, I guess even is the crowd involved?
It makes me think that they're going to bring people back for this.
Yeah, that's the rumor. They're going to bring back some of the old bitches, Kelly and some of those other skanks.
I heard they're going to be introducing a female Doink for this.
Somehow I knew you'd fit Doink into this show.
She's going to be called Dank.
Oh, hey-o.
Dank the Clown.
I think Naomi, they'll keep it on Bliss unless Naomi's cleared. That's her hometown. Could see her being the surprise at the end, come out and win the belt.
I hate that kind of sentimental bullshit. It's her hometown. Give her the win.
They try doing it every fucking match. That's the new big thing is the fucking WrestleMania moment.
I get this feeling that they're going to bring all these girls back and then basically set the women's wrestling deal that they're trying to do. They're going to basically set it back another 10 years.
Yeah.
Which is really what they do when they bring in Kelly and Candice Michelle.
Sort of like bringing back Goldberg and all those old guys.
Hey,
hey, if that's what the people want, man.
Oh, man, people were clamoring for it.
Ugh. Couldn't wait.
Should have heard the chants. Must be why we see CM Punk coming back so often. So let's get to the main card. Boy, we better find something to do during that kickoff show. That's like 2 hours long and there's three matches. What? How is that? And how tired is T.O. right now?
Oh, it's fucking awful.
Okay. Tag Team Championship from Raw. And now apparently it's a ladder match. I know where this is going. Gallows and Anderson versus Enzo and Cass versus Cesaro and Sheamus.
Cass is going to do a launch of Enzo off the top of the ladder onto someone for the win. They're your new tag team champs.
Couldn't agree more.
I don't know enough to disagree, so I will make it three in a row.
Have you even heard Enzo and Cass's entrance to the ring?
I have not. I cannot tell a lie.
I can't tell you how good it was 2 years ago.
Yep.
Because
that makes
now
it sound like it's horrible now.
Oh, boy.
They just beat it to death.
They just keep shitting on this little Enzo Amore guy. He's 5'10", and the other guy's 7 feet tall, so it's kind of a combination where big guy, small guy.
Is he doing any Italian angle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's those guys.
What was the, 10 years ago they had another, was it the Full-Blooded Italians? Was that the ECW? Yep.
The FBI.
Yeah, what was that? They had a little Italian dude there.
Little Guido.
Yeah, little Guido. Are they repeating that same gimmick, basically?
Nah, not really. They're more gangsters.
This guy has charisma.
Yeah, can talk.
Boom.
Probably the best talker in the company. Company.
No shit.
He's pretty good, just off the cuff.
Coming from you.
He was a DJ. Like, that's how he got his start, then started
like
wrestling.
Like on the radio or like in a club?
No, like his family owned a DJ company, so they would do weddings and bat mitzvahs and shit.
He did podcasts.
Shows.
Fortunate for him.
Podcast shows.
And he still has a career.
And somehow, unlike us, we moved to the Intercontinental Championship match with two guys that... Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin, the T.O.'s favorite wrestler.
Neck injuries, please.
Wow.
Actually, don't wish that upon anyone.
I was going to say, how about some paralysis sprinkled around for fun?
They're definitely going to put it on that bald-headed fuck. And they're still going to try to make us believe that he's fucking tough because now he shadow boxes and blah, blah, blah.
That scares me.
Yeah, he's a douchebag.
Great ring gear, though.
Yeah, Lone Wolf, great nickname, too.
The Lone what?
Is there any redeeming character
wolf?
From this fucker? The Lone Wolf.
W-O-O-F?
Wolf.
Oh, God.
Wolf?
Dancing with wolves.
Here he comes, the Lone Wolf.
Wolf. The Lone Wolf.
Hairline Corbin. Oh, anyway, T.O.'s going to go ape shit when this guy wins his match.
I just hope Ambrose hits that middle rope 7 times.
Oh, I forgot this. I mean, today is the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
Hogan slamming Andre. This is the day that we
93,000 in attendance.
We celebrate the greatest Intercontinental Championship match in history. We're going to follow that 30 years later with the worst Intercontinental Championship match in history.
The Lunatic Fringe versus the Lone Wolf.
Lunatic Fringe, huh? That's not even that great of a song.
No. I'd prefer Red Ryder coming out and doing a 5-minute spot on Lunatic Fringe, the song, than watch these two buttfucks wrestle.
Hung up on Vision Quest still.
Well, greatest wrestling movie ever.
Guys, hang with me for a minute. I got to look at the map.
The map? What year is this?
Well, my GPS is on my phone that I'm talking on, so I don't know if it's going to give me directions while I'm driving. Yeah, my navigator is passed out snoring.
Well, we're going to talk while you do whatever the hell you're doing.
All right, I'll be back in a minute.
All right, T.O.
Yep. What do you got?
Show Stealer, Jericho versus Owens.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm back. I'm good. I got like 165 miles on this road still, so.
Look at that.
Jericho and Owens will be the best match of the night.
Think so.
Yep. Think so, just because they get it. They work well together. They've had the best story leading up to this. It should be for the main belt. I guess Owens will go over. But if I had to pick like one upset from like the Vegas lines, they give Jericho the belt and then he drops it the next night on Raw.
What do you mean give him the belt?
He keeps the belt, the U.S. title.
Like awarded it?
Yeah, I'm saying he's already champ.
So he'd keep it for Mania, get his little Mania, Ruha, and then Owens takes it the next night. Something's going to happen with someone returning. I don't know who it is. Nakamura is being promoted on NXT shows into the summer now. Balor's been wrestling a loop on the East Coast, so he's ready to go. So I'm assuming he comes back. There's a lot of people that think that Lesnar or Goldberg's going to retain and then drop the belt Monday night.
I can live with that.
I hope to God that's what happens.
It really doesn't matter to me. I just actually want to see a good match. And
I mean, how over could you get Balor if Lesnar comes out, destroys Goldberg, suplexes him, 5-minute match? Then you think about it, they kind of play it like, oh, you know, yeah, this little shit. Oh, you never got your title match. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He comes out, beats Goldberg, or beats Lesnar somehow, rolling the trunks, doing something. Or Owens puts in his rematch clause. Jericho keeps the belt. Owens said, you know, I never got my title shot from when I lost. Owens goes over somehow underhanded.
I think he's pretty much covered everything, E.
Sounds good to me.
Any of those scenarios.
I mean, that's just two things. Two names. You feel free to use any other names.
I have not given that stuff this much thought. So we're calling Jericho and Owens as the show stealer. Bayley, the champ, versus Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks versus Nia jacked up. I would have thought this would have been really good if Nia Jax was not in it.
Too much in the ring.
Fatal four-way. Well, I guess they did a three.
How many referees are they going to have?
And it's elimination.
I'm guessing two.
So what I assume is Nia gets eliminated first.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Because they want the three workers in there together.
Okay.
For the spots. And then I think it has to be either what I think they have found out is Charlotte and Bayley cannot work together. So either Bayley and Sasha are the last two, or Sasha and Charlotte are the last two. But I think you find Sasha being the one of the last two. She's not going to win the belt. But that's your, because she can bump, she can do everything. That's what it'll be.
I'm going to call Charlotte to win this one.
You think so?
Yeah.
She won the belt at last year's Mania.
Yeah.
It's all about WrestleMania moments.
Second time's a charm, Tio.
That's right.
She's, Bayley is.
See, Big Easy agrees with me.
Bayley's a huge favorite in the Vegas.
Almost all
right
of
now.
That rhymed. She's the big favorite?
Yep.
They might give it to Sasha.
Why the fuck would they put it on her if they were going to have her win it at WrestleMania? Why not have her chase it to WrestleMania? That's what I don't understand.
I agree. That's why I think they're going to put it on Charlotte.
Tio, you got to be one of the finest minds in the business.
Oh. One of the best. That's why he's one of the horsemen.
One of the best.
Common sense.
Common sense.
That's your new nickname, Tim Common Sense Owens.
All right.
Like
this leads us to our sentimental match of the night. John Cena's going to propose to Nikki Bella after they squash Miz and Maryse.
Now, I mean, that's like your opinion, man.
No, that's what's going to happen. I mean, I think we know that's going to happen. Now, there's one way they can mess this up. That is if John Cena pins the Miz. Who's going to take the fall?
I heard something the other day that Vince McMahon said on the board call that he sees The Miz as the champion sometime in 2017.
I can believe that.
I mean, he's carried that angle.
Yeah, totally.
And Maryse has been unreal also.
I agree.
She's done a really, really good job.
It could be so bad if they have him pin Miz.
Dude, he's an asshole. You know they're going to.
But I think
it'll be like
a
double pin. Both of them will pin him at the same time or something stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, or both of them will have him in submissions and they'll both tap out at the same time.
You know what? I can see Nikki Bella pinning the Miz. Wouldn't that be the ultimate slap in the face?
What if this was just all a way to turn Cena heel? He gets down, fake proposes, and then spits in her face.
Because that would be too good. We lost easy.
Oh, that would be awesome, though.
I wonder if he realizes he's not coming back on.
That's all right.
You're not going to make it to the end of this show anyway. So, your prediction?
Cena doesn't lose at WrestleMania.
Right, who takes the fall?
I think it's going to be submissions at the same time. Both of them tapping.
I can see that.
Yep.
I don't want to see that, but I can see that.
They both have to get retribution for what they've said, what's been done, the disrespect.
Oh, man, there's nothing I hate more than disrespect in wrestling.
Yeah. Disrespecting my fake big-tittied girlfriend that's a bitch. Don't you do that.
So, T.O., we were talking about, we were briefly interrupted. We lost Big E. We were talking about Bella and Miz and Maryse, so we're through that.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard enough Miz and Maryse, Bella Cena talk. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I just really didn't think we'd be saying that.
Shane McMahon for sure can't take a beating, I'll say that.
And apparently the setup has tons of spots to take bumps from what I've read.
So you mean they out around the ring?
Just all over the place. Throughout the ramp and like all the entrance way. They said it literally, I listened to a thing last night that said this could be Shane McMahon's playground. To where can't wrestle but they steal the show with high spots and him trying to cripple himself.
Yeah, just to get his back broke. Love that.
Well, you know, if you just keep trying, you'll succeed. I think he could make it to where he can't ever walk again. That's a good idea.
He would do great in backyard wrestling.
Oh, God.
So Styles goes over, and I have a feeling he gets fired, ends up on Raw.
Yeah, that's not a bad conclusion.
They got to get him over to Raw. He's too good to be on there.
My only thing is I don't care about this match.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, they just kind of threw it together and said, here.
You know why they threw it together?
They didn't have anything for AJ Styles to do.
No, Shawn Michaels turned it down.
What?
They offered it to Michaels. Michaels confirmed that they offered him the match, and he turned it down like late December, and that's why they scrambled. Or late January, I'm sorry. That would have been a match.
That would have been I don't know how well he can still go, but
he would have went.
I imagine he could have been good enough.
Yeah, as good as Shane.
Yeah, E, did you see the spot he did last year at WrestleMania?
I did not.
Stupidest thing. It was Foley, but with safety mats.
Foley, oh, like through the ring?
No, through
or off the top.
Off the top.
Off the top, yeah.
Yeah. Through the announcer table, or?
Yep.
Through the announcer table.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Off a higher cage. But,
beautiful.
But
he doesn't have the weight Foley has, for sure.
Oh, my God. No, that was just a train wreck.
Yeah.
But Styles McMahon, I see Styles.
He didn't pop.
Do what?
I'm surprised Foley didn't pop. Like his belly button pop or something.
Oh, my God. And then he gets back up on top and gets thrown through the top, well, which I say was still definitely planned, but not like that. Oh,
that was beautiful, though. That was with the tooth root coming out the nose.
Oh.
Beautiful spot.
Gross. Brings us to the non-sanctioned match of WrestleMania. I didn't even know they could still use this as a gimmick. Non-sanctioned? That means lights out.
No, it means non-sanctioned because Triple H has so much steroids going through his body. Nobody would sanction
it. Even the WWE won't fake license him.
They went one of, I think Sheamus went to inject him last week in the.
And he accidentally got his dick in the way.
He went to juice him and
juice tomorrow.
He told Triple H, he said, "I think you're full." So, I don't think he did a cycle for this. But I bet he'll look pretty good.
Yeah, I bet he looks huge.
Rollins goes over.
I don't know.
Oh God.
I'm serious.
Come on.
This guy's a fucking asshole.
I know.
I could see him going over. Because he likes carrying his shit out till WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So Samoa Joe interferes or something because that fat fuck's not doing anything.
Right. So, oh, he'll be in the Battle Royal.
What about the Shield reunion?
No.
Ambrose is flatlined. They can't get Reigns over. What if there's and somehow Owens, Triple H, and Samoa Joe, and then they realign the Shield? And it starts with the seeds of this match. Rollins getting just jumped, attacked, beat. Because that douchebag right there is not getting his shoulders pinned and he's not submitting.
He did last year.
Not to a hurt person. Not to a guy that they can't sanction the match. Not the Almighty.
You think they'd really do that?
Oh, I don't think they would. I think he will. Hey, Ev. And we lost him.
We lost him again.
It's all right. We can keep going. He doesn't really care anyway. There he is.
Oh, hey, E.
So right now, Triple H pays 4.5 to 1 if you'd like to bet on the underdog there.
Oh, really?
No, thanks.
Next match, we have The Undertaker and Roman Reigns. Big question here is, A, can Undertaker make it all the way down to the aisle if it is that long? Do they get a cart for him?
Why don't they just bring the carts back for everybody?
They did it Rumble for the big guys.
I know, but why don't they bring him back on camera?
That's fine. He'll be gassed. If that thing is as long as it looks, he'll be blown up by the time he gets there.
I think he's going to ride something there. He did that at WrestleMania 20.
Like a magic carpet?
Something like that.
Oh, you think he's going to come back as the American Badass one more time?
Ooh.
Kid Rock?
Oh, I hope not.
Yeah.
I'd rather see him shave his eyebrows and upper mustache area.
It is down in fucking Orlando. They would appreciate some good Kid Rock.
It's true, they do.
Fucking derelicts.
They could do Detroit as well.
You mean better than Flo Rida?
Yeah. I have a feeling, they'd probably accept Kid
How
Rock.
How is that guy
more.
Still going to be at WrestleMania?
Is he there?
Him? And then, like, three other people I've never heard of.
Machine Gun Kelly, is he there?
I'm sure.
I'd like to see someone throw him, like, a dart 70 yards.
Oh, little-known fact, Corey Graves is Machine Gun Kelly.
I like Corey Graves' work.
I do, too, but they look the same. Shitty haircut
and
all.
So, Reigns is going to go over. I think he's going to get booed. I don't think they can imagine how bad this guy's going to get booed. I don't care if The Undertaker shakes his hand and blows him and says, it's your yard now, like he's been saying, this is my yard.
Ugh.
They're not going to care.
Ugh. You're just making me sad thinking about it. I just think they're going to kill the character. I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong.
Why not kill it in the casket? I don't know. Maybe they will. Maybe. Because
you don't need to kill it. Like, you don't need to do a casket match because then you know.
Okay, so let's
Plus,
make,
you don't kill him in his own match.
Let's make this bet. Do they shake hands after the match and Undertaker hands the torch?
I don't know. That I don't know how they'll end. I'm pretty sure they'll come down and take his body or something.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That's what I think will happen. Yeah. Almost like the long, slow ride back up the ramp to go away.
Lesnar is 1 to 50
Now, wait
odds.
A minute. We haven't even finished what we think is going to happen with Undertaker.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah,
this is the most speculated match. I take it back. Second most. Second most speculations going into this match. Now, E, how would you like to see Undertaker ride off into the sunset?
I'd like to see him tombstone that guy, give the old school cross the arms, flip the hair back, eyes back in the head, 1, 2, 3.
Another thing, how many tombstones does it take to finish this asshole, too?
I mean,
he's going to kick out of at least 3 or 4.
No.
I'd like to see him doing one. I mean, just give the Undertaker the props and let him do it one time.
Oh, it's not going to happen.
Let his finisher work on the guy. I know, but that's what I'd like. You asked me what I'd like.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. See, yeah. I was letting you go.
Taker's not going to win, though. It's going to be false finish.
Yeah.
They're going to piss on the tombstone. They're going to – I hope Strowman comes out and buries both of them. Just – you want to create a monster heel? Come out, just destroy The Undertaker. Although destroying Reigns gets
say,
them cheers.
Reigns, yeah,
never
exactly.
Mind. Never mind.
It's an odd dichotomy that you're making your way through. But, E, you'd like to see – you want to see Taker win, huh?
I'd like to, but apparently that's not in the
I got garden. Bad news for you. It ain't happening.
That's a bummer.
I know. Well.
Especially to somebody like Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You know, what's weird is they give him, you know, 20-something WrestleMania streak, and then 2 years in a row, is it? He's going to lose?
Oh, no. He's won in between 2 times since then.
Okay.
So, I mean, he beat Shane McMahon, for Christ's sake.
Yay.
And Wyatt, Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt. That was a
snooze. Has he fought any women lately?
No.
Okay, well.
Can't say the same thing for... Never mind. Semi-main, Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. I keep forgetting this is even happening because I have no interest in this either. So something good's got to come out of it.
I think Wyatt's going to go over, and I think it's going to be like a double... This is going to be the big coming out for Wyatt.
Beats him clean. I'm pretty sure they're putting the belt back on Orton.
No, there's no way.
Then why is Triple H doing interviews and specifically mentioning Orton?
I just don't see it happening. He has looked like shit. Like, no expressions. Not like the unmotivated Randy Orton. His segments have been bad.
Would you be motivated in this company?
Fuck, I don't know.
It would be difficult, wouldn't it?
It wouldn't be. I know I'd be collecting a check. And I know they always say, you can't be that guy. Well, guess what? 90% of the roster is
maybe
that guy.
A ton of the Wyatts come and get involved. I mean, maybe they do something really kick-ass with the Wyatt family. Sister Abigail comes.
It'll be dark for this match, too. So there's two matches it's got to be dark
for.
Yeah,
maybe. I think this might close the show.
No. No way.
I'll tell you what, they're going to make a huge mistake, because say whatever you want, these two guys can work. When Orton wants to work, he works.
You're very right.
And so can Bray for a big guy. Putting those two on in front of Goldberg and Lesnar is a big mistake.
Nah. Nah.
Yep.
Think they're going to take all the energy out of the crowd?
I just think that it'll be such a good match that people will look back on that match and not remember the. I mean, I just don't know what Lesnar and fucking Goldberg can do. How many bumps do you think Goldberg takes? Five tops.
Five is tops. Because it's not gonna be a long match.
There's gonna be several tests of strength. You know what I mean?
You have them bruise outside the ring and punch and kick.
You mean we're gonna get WrestleMania 20 again? They love that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The worst match in the history of the whole show. So who you got, Lesnar?
It's pretty clear that Goldberg's contract's
who
up.
Do you have, Orton or Wyatt?
Wyatt.
I'm taking Orton. This is actually would be your favorite match of the whole night.
Yeah, I'll probably go with Orton.
There you go. See?
Orton's a 1-8 favorite.
Bob all day long.
I think
agree.
Wyatt's going to win.
Okay, T.O.'s got Wyatt. That's fine.
Are they both third-generation stars?
Yep.
Has that ever happened, wrestling for a belt, a heavyweight championship at a WrestleMania?
I can't answer. I got to stop yawning. I can't answer that question. I don't know if that's ever happened. what are you doing?
What was that?
That's my brother snoring.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's passed out. Real good.
Let him know he's been on the Three Horsemen show all day.
Yeah. He was a guest and didn't even know it.
Okay, so that takes us to Goldberg Lesnar.
Lesnar's a 1-50 favorite.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I'll go with Les.
Yeah, I mean it's out that Goldberg didn't extend the contract past. Now
that's twice he's done that.
But in the past, they've kept shit secret around mm-hmm. WrestleMania and they've kept things tight lipped. But you want to talk, make it? I mean, I keep bringing Strowman's name up. I mean, what if Heyman turns on Lesnar and he's the mouthpiece for Strowman? Strowman comes out, pins him in there. I mean, like, there's some cool shit that could go on.
Nope.
Or that'd be pretty neat.
After that match, it goes dark and Balor does his entrance. That place would erupt.
Yep, that's not happening either. I mean, I'm just saying. Great thinking, but it's just not going to happen.
You guys are going to lose me.
Are we?
I can see Balor.
Into a tunnel.
Okay, so one surprise. What's your surprise of the night? There's no surprise comebacks or anything?
Easy, you got one before we lose you?
Doink brings everybody ice cream to
the grave. Doink and Dean Malenko. The Doink Malenkos.
Gold Dust wins the Battle Royal. He's winning again
cool.
This week, by the way. Kicking Bruiser Brody's ass.
Oh, yeah. Did we fill you in on all those, E?
No, not yet.
I mean, they're all over but one.
Yeah. Pillman and Lawler is going the distance. It's been 51-49, 52-48. It's at 50-50 right now. It might be at 51-49 Pillman right now. Somewhere in
there. Jeez, back and forth. What a battle.
Looks like we're going to have Brian Pillman's son on the show as a guest as well.
That'd be neat.
Yeah.
Little Flying Brian Jr. I guess he's probably not Brian
Jr. Little Flying Brian
Jr. He is Brian Jr.
Yeah, Brian Pillman Jr.
Yep.
BPJ for short.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. Glad you agree.
So we're approaching 300 votes on a lot of these. That's pretty cool. We've gotten more. I mean, it's just grown each week. Whoa. We had 10,000 downloaders for the last episode. So just keep listening, guys. It's great.
Yeah, I'm appreciating everybody taking the time out to listen to our little show. A little podcast show.
E, in our next round, who are you going to take, Mr. Perfect or Owen Hart?
I'm going to go with Owen Hart.
Really?
It's a tough one, though.
Really?
I think Owen Hart, too.
Big O's going with Owen Hart? Huh. How about if it comes down to, it's going to be Rude versus Goldust?
Rude. This is Rude's weekend.
It's going to be the Final Four. It's going to be the Elite Eight to get to the Final Four.
But it's Hall of Fame weekend. His shit's going to be trending.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's not even the right match. My fault. That's not the correct match.
I like that match, though.
Goldust is going to be taking on... it's going to be Rick Rude versus Scott Hall. And
damn, it's a tough one.
That's tougher.
Goldust is going to be facing the winner of... Is it Jake Roberts, Ted DiBiase? Does that sound right?
Yep, and that's Jake the Snake. Jake is putting on a clinic.
Hold on, for our listeners, so you know. Yeah, it looks like it's going to be Rude and Scott Hall, Piper versus Jake Roberts, Goldust versus the winner of the Lawler-Pillman match, which would make that rematch like we talked about of Goldust and Pillman, and Curt Hennig versus Owen Hart is the way it looks right now.
So Pillman could make it out to the Final Four.
He could make it to the Elite Eight.
Who's he got to take on to make it to the Final Four?
Goldust.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's...
Well, he's going to... That's his, tall cop.
That's his attitude there as it gets right there.
Yes, it is.
That's actually... on Pritchard, that's one of the big things they talk about is that angle.
No, because it never finished.
Yep.
We could end that angle.
Yep.
The Three Horsemen.
Yep.
Man,
best color angle. We just started it.
Best color man in the biz.
We're gonna do that, and we're gonna get Chris Benoit cleared of all this.
Wow.
I don't know about that, sir. That's a hell of a goal.
That's it's pretty tall cotton.
E, thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It's something to do while I'm sitting here driving with a snoring navigator.
I hope you have a safe trip, safe travels, and we'll keep you updated on the comings and goings of Mania Week.
And also let me know if there's any good arguments in the office.
Oh, that, of course.
Dude, you didn't miss anything today, let me tell you.
Bomber.
All right. Get out of here.
All right, be safe, man.
All right, guys. I'll catch you all next week.
All right, everybody have a great Mania weekend.
Peace out. Well, I'm going to close it out. Tim's probably going to leave the show or whatever.
Three Horsemen signing off here. I'm T.O. Big E just left, and then Corey's going to do the official.
I love that he just keeps talking. By the way, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg... I say the over-under is 6 minutes. There'll be some stalling. Over-under 6 minutes. And I'm going to take the over. I'm going to say over 6 minutes.
Oh, I agree. I think it's going to go 10 to 12 minutes.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, they're going to do a lot of, like, punching and outside the ring.
Punching. More punching. Yeah. Well, but I think we all know Lesnar's coming out on top in this. As I talk into a cup. But that's it. Enjoy the Hall of Fame. Enjoy NXT on Saturday. Enjoy WrestleMania. Have a party. I'm going to have a birthday. My birthday's Sunday. One of the few I can think of. Let's see, 2006 they did it. Yeah, April 2nd, 89. WrestleMania 4, they did April 2nd, so 4 and 22, I'm sure there's a couple more in there, but should be a good one, so I'm hoping this is a good WrestleMania. I can't take a bad one, but for my colleagues who have left me, Big Easy, T.O., and Corey, that's me, we are saying enjoy WrestleMania 33. We'll talk to you next week. We'll have the winner of the People's Champion Tournament also. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.